The place, Seattle, Washington. The year is 2050. 15 years ago, in the summer of 35, a small local online retailer invents time travel for the sole purpose of being able to deliver packages to their customers before the customers even order them. The technology works, but the return process is thrown into chaos when customers, instead of returning items they don't want, simply don't order them in the first place. This creates tears in the fabric of space-time, destroying several downtown city blocks and creating our fair city's most famous landmark, the Water Needle. That's right, the Water Needle. Time travel is swiftly outlawed by the Sissy Pants Anti-Innovation City Council. And you all know the rest. When time travel is outlawed, only outlaws will travel through time. That's where I come in. I'm what they call a doc. Someone that makes a temporal sidestep and screws something up. I make it all better. With the help of my young apprentice, Miss Molly Mercer, we make sure the history of Seattle stays in line and on time. The past can be a rowdy place, and besides, we all hate it if things turned out differently, wouldn't we?
It's time once again for Doc and Mercer's Mostly True History of Seattle. This week's episode, A Rush to Disgruntlement by Wayne Raleigh.
I don't think I've ever seen so much mud.
Careful, Molly, about these streets. Grown men have been known to drown in the potholes.
When are we, Doc?
1897, Pioneer Square, Seattle, in the freshly minted state of Washington.
And almost a decade after the Great Seattle Fire, it looks like they haven't quite got the new city built yet.
Well, today is supposed to help all that. It's July 17th, 1897.
That's the day the steamship Portland docked in Elliott Bay, its cargo hold full of gold. Basically firing the starter pistol for the boom known as the Klondike Gold Rush.
That's right, kid.
So, why are we here, Doc?
The answer to that question is right here in this newspaper headline. Molly, go ahead, read it.
Mrs. Prudence of Lower Queen Anne bakes third cherry pie this week.
Pretty quaint for a Seattle headline, wouldn't you say?
I guess between the Great Fire and the Klondike Gold Rush, there wasn't a lot of other big news in Seattle in 1897, huh?
Look at the date on the paper, Molly.
July 17th. 2050. Mm-hmm. 2050? But, Doc, this newspaper is from the Seattle of the future. Our future.
That's right.
That's not possible. All hard copies of the PII were made illegal by Kindle Profits Protection Act of 2043. How would a story about cherry pie be all they have to print on the front page of 2050?
I'm not sure, Molly, but I can guess. Shh, shh, shh. Listen.
Why, hello there, stranger. You look like you're new around here.
Why, indeed I am. I am a businessman just in from St. Louis, Missouri. I would like to open a cafe here in Seattle, one that specializes in gourmet coffee and pastries.
Oh, no, thank you. We already have one coffee shop in Seattle. I can't think of a single reason we would need another one.
But, madam...
No. No, thank you. What city needs more than one coffee shop? It's preposterous.
Whoa, that doesn't sound like the Jet City to me.
Nope. According to my quantum particle tracker, we got ourselves a bitcher landed somewhere here. In turn of century Seattle.
What's a bitcher?
He's the guy who can't take a walk to the corner grocery without complaining about how Seattle has totally gone downhill. Because some pizza joint he met a girl in one time is finally closing down. They're all over this city. And when one of them gets his crybaby hands on the time stream...
What is going on here? Look at that building. That building used to be a mud pit. What was wrong with the mud pit? Now it's a bank? What do we need a bank for? We're pioneers. Everything costs like 2 cents around here. What are we going to do with a bank? Save this mud pit! Save this mud pit! Save this mud pit!
Save this mud pit!
Huh! What do you know about that?
Extra, extra! Read all about it! Steamship Portland docks in Elliott Bay. Gold discovered in the Yukon Territories. Gold! Gold! Read all about it! Read all about it. Shucks.
Hey, little girl.
Who, me, mister?
No one interested in news about gold?
Nobody.
What's your name?
I'm Polly Pennywise, newspaper seller and scrappy orphan waif. Someday I want to be a real newspaper reporter, but, sassafras, that's never going to happen on accounts of girls' brains aren't as big as boys' brains.
What? Who told you that?
God.
Now you listen here, young lady. Where I'm from, we haven't had a male president since 2016.
Golly!
Oh, give her a break. Mercer, she doesn't even have the vote yet.
Why don't you have the vote yet? What the hell is wrong with you people?
Save this mud pit! Save this mud pit!
Hey, Polly, who is that old man?
Him? He's our new mayor.
Let me check something. According to history, Seattle's mayor of July of 1897 was William D. Wood, but he quit to head north for gold.
Nah, that's Mayor Trey.
Mayor Trey?
Yeah, we told him about the gold, but he told us not to rush.
Not to rush?
Listen, Polly, you want to break a big story?
Do I ever?
Then I have some questions for you to ask your new mayor. Write these down.
And furthermore, as your mayor, I promise that the independent bookstores will always be our city's first choice, unless they don't have the book we want. And then, and only then, will we order them online.
Mr. Mayor, Polly Pennywise from the Post Intelligencer, sir. What is your position on the gold recently found in the Yukon and how its discovery might be a financial boon to our recently depressed city?
I'm against it.
What?
Forget about it.
Why?
The only thing that gold is going to do for Seattle is to bolster our economy, spur massive growth, and bring a bunch of douchebags to Capitol Hill.
Well, then, would you agree that despite all the attention grunge received, rock and roll music really hit its zenith with
Metallica.
Metallica's and Justice for All album, and never actually got any better after that.
Oh, are you crazy? Rock music didn't even begin to find its true form until Mother Love Bone's Apple LP hit the shelves in 90.
There's our bitcher. Quantum bopped back from the year 2050 to mess with Seattle's history.
Let's get him.
Hold it right there, old timer.
Hey, what are you doing?
You are under arrest for attempting to alter the history of 1890s Seattle under the temporal restriction code of 2037.
Oh, the 1990s are the only 90s that matter. Back when Seattle was cool and indie and real. And I was in my 20s.
Here comes that bitching I was telling you about.
I saw Mudhoney play at the off-ramp back when they still had their first drummer. Oh, not the drummer that everybody knows, but the drummer that played with them before that drummer. I saw that drummer.
All right. Okay, Grandpa, that's enough. Time doesn't stop just because you missed Dollar Boilermaker Night at the local mosh pit. Bach and Bap to 2050, Mercer.
It was the off-ramp. The birthplace of Nirvana!
Yeah, well, now you can do all the yoga you want. In prison.
Bop it, Molly. Namaste, punk.
Thanks. Now Seattle can get on its way to being a really first-class 19th century city.
You make sure the world knows all about that gold, Polly, and it will.
You got it, Doc. Say, before you go, have you seen our new tunnel?
Tunnel?
Sure. We're building a tunnel. It's going to go from one side of the city all the way to the other. It's going to be something else.
Well, how are you digging a tunnel?
Well, Bertha's digging it.
Bertha?
Sure. Hey, Bertha.
Hey. How's the tunnel coming?
Oh, I stopped digging the tunnel.
What? Why?
Oh, I don't know. I hit a rock or something. There's a lot of rocks and stuff in the ground over here. It's pretty dangerous, all the rocks and such. Seems like it may be a better idea not to dig anymore.
What about the tunnel?
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna sit here until March.
Shucks! Seattle's never gonna be a first-class 19th century city.
Don't worry, Polly. You'll get there.
And we better be getting back to 2050. I don't want to miss $350 Boilermaker night at the Comet. Will you join me, Doc?
You still need a suit and tie to get into that place?
Of course.
I think I'll pass.
So, I'll see you next time.
The next time evildoers attempt to twist Seattle's glorious march toward the future to suit their own nefarious means, we'll be there.
Good thing Seattle has us looking out for her, isn't it?
Only time will tell, Molly. Only time will tell.
Coming up in the next episode.
Here we are, Molly. South Lake Union, 35,000 years B.C.
Look out, Doc. I think those cavemen see us.
So basically, every time you pick up a rock, you enter it here.
Ooh.
And if you bang two rocks together, you put that here.
Ooh.
Over time, the app learns your rock-banging preferences and does it for you in a virtual space.
Doc, someone's taught these cavemen how to code.
App development 35,000 years ahead of schedule? This could be bad for business, Mercer.
I want to invest £8 into your rock-banging app. You are richest homo erectus on planet.
How about a game? I'll call it Donkey Kong Go. See, that is a tiny little virtual saber-toothed cat. No, wait. It's a real gigantic saber-toothed cat. Run!
Be sure to tune in next time for Doc and Mercer's Mostly True History of Seattle.
This segment of Sandbox Radio appears in the episode Gold Rush, recorded live at Town Hall Seattle on August 29th, 2016. It was engineered by Luke Kerwald, recorded by Christopher Stewart, and mixed by Dave Pascal. Find full episodes in iTunes, Stitcher, or your favorite podcatcher, and at sandboxradio.org. Thanks for listening.